Let's see what happened today. I took down some of the printed decals from my windows because I had them on my windows in kind of diamond pattern all winter, and I was getting sick of looking at it. So I've been moving them around to the other windows in my apartment. What else? I cleaned. I worked on my painting for a little bit, although it feels like the more I work on it, the more muddy it's becoming. The muddier and muddier. It's becoming more like a scribbled chalkboard, or maybe a scribbled asphalt mural. I haven't added black to it. I've been working with purple, green, yellow, and gold. But then I realized that I was just being inspired by the colors of my pillow. So I put my pillow in the next room. It's funny when there's that point you realize the colors are just transferring from the subconscious onto the canvas, and yeah, color is so instinctive and intuitive that you can't lie about it. Your hand just reaches for the colors that it feels like using. But then once you realize where the colors are coming from, it's kind of like a Rorschach test of what you're thinking about and feeling about what you're thinking. For lunch, I decided to use the lemon linguine that I'd gotten in Ostuni last summer. And thankfully, it was still delicious. I made a sauce from crab in butter with fermented black bean and spring onion. So it was an Asian twist. Then, oh, I made an appointment to get my hair straightened at a new salon tomorrow because I'd been trying for a couple of weeks and I could only get an appointment at my old salon for May. But it turns out that there are a bunch of really highly rated Japanese salons near me, and one of them had availability for straightening for tomorrow. So I took it, and that's going to be exciting because it's a multi-hour process. But I feel like doing it on the day of the eclipse is going to be a fortunate day for change and all of that. And while we are in a Mercury retrograde, we are not in a Venus retrograde. Generally, during Mercury retrogrades, they advise you to go over forms, contracts, things like that. Update and upgrade your electronics. I signed up for the AMC Stubs membership, which allows you to see up to 3 movies a week for one price. Well, for the price of a regular ticket. So I guess over a month that would be 12 movies. But the thing is, you're not going to want to see 12 movies in a month. So I guess it's a last ditch effort for theaters to recoup their costs. But I finally booked Dune 2 for Wednesday morning, and it's still nearly all sold out, but I do want to see it on 70mm before I leave for Italy on Thursday. And I also booked Kung Fu Panda 4 for the afternoon. So I headed over to the theater on 42nd, and I got to the counter and they wouldn't let me in because apparently you have to bring your photo ID. For every Stubbs member reservation, which I guess makes a lot of sense to cut down on people using the same account, but I did have my passport in a photo and they wouldn't accept any digital forms of ID, so that was really annoying. So I had a walk home feeling like a total failure. And on the way, I stopped by Sephora to get some highlighter and serums and a new lipstick. Then I went to CVS to get some pain patches and fiber capsules. Super exciting. And then at home, I was resting, wondering what I would do for the rest of the day. When I thought, well, why don't I see if Kung Fu Panda is playing somewhere else tonight? And I chose the theater at 84th and Columbus, which I felt was far enough for me to take a sizable walk to get my steps in. So I set off, took the train to 84th, and then walked across the park. Tons of people were there, and there were full baseball games going on. Saw the movie. It was really lovely. Maybe worth one repeat viewing. Gorgeous visuals. I think they were inspired by the hills of Guilin and the valley below. I've been on a boat trip in the river that winds around these super tall and skinny mountains. I'd love to go back I'm thinking maybe China in the fall time. What else? So I saw the movie. The recliners in the theater are massive. Like, half my bed. That's how comfy and huge they are. And they also recline quite a bit. So I might make that my newest obsession. The 84th Street AMC. I walked down to 72nd, took the 1 to 42nd Street, and then transferred and came home, where I had the rest of my pasta. It was a big bowl too, with some peppers and hummus. It's been a while since I've eaten so many carbs this late at night. Let's see how I look in the morning. Today is going to be really exciting because I'm waiting for my new crop of custom dresses to be delivered. I think I should have about 8 in total. One of them, actually, two of them, I think will be the best of the bunch. One I used at Georgia O'Keeffe. What was it, like Lily painting? Don't tell the estate. And then this other one is red with a snaking blue stroke down the front. Yeah, I can't wait to put on the priestess robes once again. And then I'm getting my hair straightened at 10 o'clock. Today was the Great American Eclipse Day. I didn't find glasses in time, even though I tried. So this morning I got my hair straightened at this new salon. That was a fun process. My stylist was pretty nice, and we chatted for like 2 hours, I think. Kind of feels like being at the therapist when you're at the hairstylist. Anyway, my hair is finally frizz-free, and I think, although it's not like perfect, I think if I wash it out and see it settle in more, it'll look better. I think it looked like 100% perfect before she applied the second part of the process. So the process is pretty laborious. She has to apply a paste all over and then wait for some duration of time, and then we have to wash out the solution. Then she has to dry it, straighten it with a hot iron. And that's when I thought it looked perfect and couldn't be improved upon. But then she had to apply a second part of the solution and wait for that to set and then wash it out and dry it again. I think it didn't look as nice afterwards because she didn't go over it with a straightening iron. So it might look different after I wash the hair out either tomorrow or Wednesday. You're not supposed to let it touch water after 24 hours. So that was that. I came home and then I walked to the library to try to get some eclipse glasses before seeing a sign posted on the door saying no eclipse glasses. But luckily my silk producer and clothing producer texted me saying that my latest dresses were ready. I have 8 of them for this year's collection. And so I sped down via the metro to his office. There must be a different word than sped. Why am I thinking of dazzle? Is there a word similar to dazzle that means something similar to sped? The less I talk, the more limited I find my vocabulary to become. Day by day. Anyhow, I went to his office and he and I walked over to the seamstress cutter sewer office, which was a few blocks away. It was cool being back in a cutting studio. I like being around people who are highly skilled and know what they're talking about and can put ideas into technical manifestation, I guess. Because I certainly don't have the skills or knowledge. Yeah. Anyhow. So my dresses were done. And the printed silks had just come in. All the way from Korea, I think. And they were super lovely, really soft. And they are beginning to cut into them to make my garments. But I'm not sure that he'll be able to make something out of them by the time I leave on Thursday to Italy, which would be sad, seeing as I have a full itinerary of parties and castles and palazzos to meander around, and it would be nice to have some my own garments to photograph myself in rather than some other designer's garments. But what can you do? What else? So I got my dresses, took a cab home, photographed people standing out on the streets looking up at the sky for the eclipse, which happened from 3:30 to about 4:30, I think. Although there was substantial cloud cover during the last, I don't know, 10-20 minutes of it. I think I saw a little bit of it because I looked up and squinted through the clouds. It wasn't that exciting. It was a little bit spooky when when it got dark. Or like, not dark dark, but maybe like an off, as if someone had dimmed the lights all around. Yeah, like if you're in a movie and someone's in a flashback and the color is just a little bit off. Color grading is everything, people. So, got back home, tried on some dresses. Wasn't crazy about them, but it could have been because of my new hair and also because the lighting was weird. So I'm thinking tomorrow will be a better day to try them all on with shoes. And yeah, maybe photograph myself or something. And then I was inspired to make super hot sour cellophane noodles, which I did, and they were delicious. And then I wanted to use up all the produce that I have before I leave. So I parboiled all the potatoes that I had, put them in the oven, and then finished them on the stove. These russet potatoes don't seem to be useful for any of the techniques that I normally cook potatoes in, so I'm noting that for the future. I think russets, I think they're only good for making mashed potatoes, and it makes a lot of sense. I normally get gold potatoes, and those hold their body better for how I cook them, which is parboiling, broiling, and then pan frying, or parboiling and then pan frying. Yeah, these are like coming apart. Maybe I'll make them into some sort of potato cake, like fried potato pancakes tomorrow. Actually, this morning I made kind of a crepe out of chickpea flour and an egg. It wasn't bad. Like, I ate it all, which is different from my previous experiments making crepes. I tried with mung bean flour and coconut flour last week, and I threw both of them in the trash. What else? So yeah, I think it's a success if I finished it. Oh, for lunch I made this paella, which was pretty good. I've been using this pre-mixed yellow paella rice and a jar of sofrito, which is cooked tomato and onion and spices. Although, in hindsight, I wonder if I shouldn't have put my new crepe pan in the dishwasher, because the bottom looks tarnished now. Anyhow, So yeah, I made a bunch of food, had some wine, then I realized I had to go to the opera, and I almost didn't go, but I thought, well, I really liked the chicken factory scene and the step dance routine of Fire Shut Up in My Bones. So why don't I just go? So I did, and it was equal parts entertaining and depressing because it revolves around a childhood rape of the main character, who's played by a child and the adult character version of the child. All I could think about was how traumatic it must be to inhabit characters that go through trauma like that and perform as those characters night after night. I don't know. I guess I can only speculate because I'm not an actor, but I surely would be depressed if I had to watch that night after night. So at intermission, I snuck out, came home, and did a face mask.